This is Crow Inquisitors. Normally, this would be the part of the show where I play some original music that I wrote in the past when we were first doing this game, or an original lyrical song. And there will be one more lyrical song next week to finish out the music of the podcast, but today we're not going to do either of those things. We're going to talk briefly about the music that inspired me when we were doing Crow Inquisitors. Not the music that I made, but the unofficial soundtrack for the game before I had made any music for the show. I went ahead and made a few Spotify playlists for you to check out. I'll have those linked in the liner notes, and we're going to do a little bit of a breakdown of those playlists for the first season of Crow Inquisitors. So, the primary album that inspired me here is made by the band Sons, S-O-N-S. Their record, Keep Quiet. They're a Christian alternative rock band, and they made this album back in 2012. I actually stumbled across this band pretty randomly just going through Twitch's library of music that you're allowed to use on stream. A lot of bands will just put their music up on that library and signal to Twitch that it's okay if people want to use this music, I assume to increase their exposure. And Sons had a few songs that were in that library. Great album, fantastic musicians. Aaron Newberry, the lead man of the band, still actually makes music as a composer. So the album, Keep Quiet. It has a lot of religious themes, and since Crow Inquisitors is primarily about, as the tagline says, a group of exonerated criminals who do the dirty work for a corrupt church, there was a lot of stuff in the album that was relevant. Lyrics talking about the Christian church in America and some of the ways it was failing its mission, some really good music and really good lyrics. Definitely an inspiration for me in thinking about the themes of the game. There were a couple of songs that really clicked for the characters, lines that really speak to me as if it was Theo's song or Dellen's song. Obviously, the lyrics don't quite match up, it's only a few lines here and there, but it really gave me some inspiration. If you take a listen to the lyrical Spotify playlist I link in the liner notes, or if you just pick up the album yourself, I think you'll be able to catch a lot of the references that I drop in Crow Inquisitors. I use a lot of the song titles and some lines in those songs as thematic inspiration for content in the game. The lyrical songs I've been writing for the podcast, too, take a lot of inspiration from that album. It's a really fun album, I definitely recommend you check it out. And it's on that lyrical playlist for you to enjoy, along with some other songs that were inspirations for Crow Inquisitors. The two orchestral scores that inspired my own music for Crow Inquisitors were, first, the Game of Thrones soundtrack, specifically seasons 1 and 2. I haven't watched the show or read any of the books, way too vulgar for me, but the music is excellent. Ramin Djawadi is a fantastic composer, and the other score that inspired me is also by him, actually, the 2010 Clash of the Titans remake. Not a great movie, but it has some excellent music. If I was able to choose someone to write the music for Crow Inquisitors, like it was going to be an actual show and we needed a composer, I'd definitely pick Ramin Djawadi. He is the orchestral voice for Crow Inquisitors, in my opinion. Check out the Season 1 playlist I link in the liner notes to listen to some selections from those albums that constitute that first imaginary soundtrack I constructed for Season 1 of Crow Inquisitors. The last thing I wanted to share here is a thing I've started doing recently with our shows, assigning fake anime opening songs to each season. Using my audio mixing skills, I went through the Keep Quiet album and made 1 to 2 minute TV-size versions of the songs as if they were openings or endings to an anime. I'll go ahead and end this bit of bonus content today by playing the ones I made for Season 1 for you now. The first one is the song Master of Flattery. It's a song that reminds me of Alphonse. This would be the anime opening of the imaginary TV show of this campaign. Here we go.
They preach to me. I-
Next, for our anime closing song that would play during the end credits of each episode, we have the song Ghosts, which reminds me a lot of Theo. Here we go. One last edit that I want to share before we close out today's bonus content is an alternate anime opening for Season 1. There is a lot of cool music out there that has inspired me, and it's hard to pick just one track to be a season's theme song. While the Suns album I've been pulling from has some really great tracks for individual characters, the edit I'm about to have you listen to, taken from the song Witnesses and Criminals by the Spiritual Machines, does a great job of encapsulating the Crow Inquisitors as a whole, so I wanted to share it as well. Choose whichever you like as the official opening in your head as you imagine the show. Without further ado, here's Witnesses and Criminals.
We're witnesses and criminals, we don't leave it alone. Our world is our prison, we will run it hot and cold.
All right, that's all for today's bonus content. Go check out those Spotify playlists, and we'll be back with some more bonus content soon.